Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 61 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. I'm Jim Roberts, and thanks so much for being a part of this podcast. This is that podcast that shares 5 tech tips, sites, or resources, sometimes a little bit more than that, in less than 10 minutes. Please remember, again, I'm not paid to endorse any of these products that I talk about. I just really, really like to share some of the things that I happen to come across. In this episode, we're going to visit about SquareUp.com, Coffitivity, which I absolutely love, the history of space travel timeline, the weirdest driving laws in the United States, and cool math. So here we go. Let's get started. SquareUp. It's found at SquareUp.com. Maybe you've heard about this. This is where, using your cell phone, and there are some other devices with it too, you're able to take credit card orders. Now, I have had personal experience purchasing items with my credit card from people who've used this, and it is really, really slick. What you're able to do is that you can take payments and you can even set up merchant services in just several minutes. You can do everything with this powerful point of sale, and you can sell online if you want to. SquareUp has all kinds of things like the little mag stripes that you can use. It has contactless and chip readers, which is, that works really slick too. You can set up terminals. You can set, there's all kinds of options that you have. So if you happen to be a small business or somebody who just would like to be able to run credit cards, check out SquareUp. And again, just go to SquareUp.com. The second site I really had to do a double take on when I happened to stumble across this is called Coffitivity. And you can find it at coffitivity.com. And what this is, it's a site where if you're used to working inside of a coffee shop, say you like to spend time in a coffee shop, and you find that background noise just kind of really almost soothing, and it helps you focus on what you're working on, you go to Coffitivity, you can play some background audio that you would find, say, for instance, there's 3 free ones. It's called Morning Murmur. It's a gentle hum that gets the day going. Lunchtime Lounge and University Undertones. And it's just somebody who set up a microphone inside of a coffee shop, and they recorded all of the background noises that were happening. It was pretty impressive. There's also paid sounds that you're able to listen to, paid backgrounds, if you want to be able to do that. And you just pay a 1-year fee, and it's actually a pretty low cost. So again, that's coffitivity.com if you'd like to bring the coffee shop sounds to you no matter where you happen to be. I am an absolute fan of anything that's related to space, whether it's researching them online, looking at the history of space, being able to look at the photos that, say, NASA has brought to our attention that we have. But there's a site, it's found at thefactsite.com, and it's called The History of Space Travel Timeline. And it's really a good timeline going all the way back to 1942 and just talking about how space travel developed. And it's really a nice site. It just starts at the top of the page and you just keep scrolling down, and it's broken down by year so you can see what the highlights from the years are. If you have a child or students that are working on space and space travel, this would definitely be a site worth checking out. Again, it's The History of Space Travel Timeline. I also like trivia. Trivia is just absolutely awesome, and you've probably figured that out from my podcast now, because I happen to just kind of throw in a lot of trivia as we go along. There is a site, it's the weirdest driving laws in the U.S., and this site presents all kinds of strange things. And let me give you an example. In New Hampshire, for instance, it's illegal to stop on the median to let ducklings pass. And in Alabama, you cannot drive around impersonating a priest or member of the clergy. And they have it broken down by all of our states, so you can see some of the weird driving laws that exist in the United States. So check that one out if you're into trivia and you just want to learn about some meaningless things. It's really a pretty cool place to go. And talking about cool, we have coolmath.com. I have firsthand experience with this. I've had lots and lots of students who use this site, and you can go onto it and get pre-algebra, algebra, pre-calculus. You can have practice. There's other tools and reference materials that you can use, and it really is quite handy, and it is broken down by grade levels also, so that ends up kind of really being able to help you with your math also. So if you're someone who just kind of struggles and stumbles a little bit with your math, it might be really worth you checking out coolmath.com. The items that are inside of this really, it's presented in such a non-threatening way, and it's almost like you're doing games. And so really seriously, check it out. So many of the resources are just, they're free. So you just really don't want to pass that up. Well, that's the end of episode 61. Didn't take me long to get through this one. Thanks so much for being a part of this podcast. And as I always end with, always remember to love life, share a smile, and be the best person that you can be. You can't ask for a whole lot more than that. Make sure you take care. Stay safe. I can't wait to see you in future episodes of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye.